noticed the absolute dreadful destruction caused by sand mining offshore. Our beach used to be very white, right down to the water, and now it's becoming brown and even black in places where the sand has just gone. The sand dunes are going back further every year, and we used to have a lot of shells on Parkery Beach, and there haven't been shells there for the last 3 years at all. And I know from the scallop people that scallops are no longer available along here either. So it's having a disastrous effect on the marine ecology. When I first arrived here, there was a very, very large sand dune at the mouth of the river, and that has completely gone. That's where the fairy terns and the dotterels and the oyster catchers all nested, and they still nest where it was, but now they get washed out by the big tides because the dune no longer exists. Council has allowed this to continue since 1800s, and it is devastating, and it's terrible to see. I initially didn't know anything about it, but I noticed the things that were happening, and now of course I'm aware of the sand dredging. Well, it's disgraceful, and it goes on all around New Zealand shores, and it's absolutely disgusting desecration of the area, of the marine ecology and the dune and sand shore areas. It affects the birds, it affects the mollusks. The pengau is washing out to sea. It's actually a terrible thing, and it's not just here. It's all up both coasts. I see where the Crown has just refused Tasman Mining, refused to extend their permit. So that's great, and I'm hoping that maybe every iwi that's shore-based will stand up and say it's got to stop. Auckland wants sand to build skyscrapers. I just laugh, really, because I listen to the government making big noises about climate change and how it's going to affect us. They're doing nothing about what's really happening every day. And that surprises me that people can write about that and allow sand dredging to go on, because that's one of the biggest eroding things. I love the shore. I absolutely love the beach here. My children and grandchildren are surfers. I surfed when I first arrived here. I eat tuatua regularly, kina, all the things, all the bounty of the sea I love. And I believe that one shouldn't be greedy, that you take enough just for you, you know. I see the orca every year, and every year I go down to the beach early in the morning and in the evening. Every year they're there. It is also the time of year here that the stingrays are in, so that's what they do. They come for a feed. But they also show me their baby calves. I know they're showing them to me because they bring them in and put them between me and them and go right along and look, and their little round eyes look at me. Really, believe me, but I do it every single year, and I've never, ever missed. Beautiful thing for me, and it's a beautiful thing for them too. I know that those mothers relate with me because they watch me every, and it's the same two mothers. One's got a little nick out of her fin, one's got a white scar across her back. It's the same two that come in every year and show me a baby. I've seen paddle boarders being followed by a shark, like just the shark's just curious, just cruising along behind. If the shark wanted them, they're so fast, they would just go vroomf, they wouldn't know what hit them. But I've yelled at them and told them, and they just come in, and you know, and the shark just wanders off again. You see all sorts of things, and the kingfish chasing the smaller fish into shore to catch them, and yeah, it's a whole society out there. It upset me, actually, to see that this is happening. And I've got a friend who's a fisherman, and he has one of those ground sounder things, I don't know what they're called, depth finders or something, and he took photos of where the sand dredges have gouged out the floor of the ocean, and now instead of sand, where there are sandy bottom feeders, there are now a whole different lot of fish. It's changed the ecology there. There are different fish that have come in. The original ones just vanished, gone. And a lot of fish are chewed up and mangled and spewed out of the sand barge with when they wash the sand, you know. You had a big protest about it recently, and I spoke, and a lot of people spoke about it and the effects it's had on us and on the shore and on the ecology within the sea itself. There was a forum listening to us, and they were very pro-building, so I could tell they just weren't interested in hearing the truth. Everybody has bought. All these very expensive experts stood up, and they should be ashamed, because you could see the gold in their hands as they were talking, saying that it had no effect on sea mammals. Well, there aren't any sea mammals here, for a start. There's just a few, like the orca and the whales, and the occasional fur seal coming. That's not the issue. The issue is small, helpless little things that are being chewed up. And because they are being destroyed, then other fish are finding it hard, and then the bigger mammals will have it tough out further. You know, I just can't believe these people stand up. They've got huge educational degrees and things, and they're saying it has no effect. Feels pointless because we're just banging our heads against the wall. But my whānau here and the local community are all very, very against it. And every one of us has loudly proclaimed it, and every one of us has been ignored. And we've been ignored since 1880, when our families first started protesting against it. Now, when I say protesting, I don't mean marching and that sort of thing, but just standing up and being heard.